Yeah, keep going. Keep counting, blue team. Red captains, keep counting. There's another one for the red team. You got 30 seconds left. 30 seconds. Keep going. Keep going. We got 7 on the red team. 7 on the blue team. It's tied up. 8 and 8. 15 seconds. 15 seconds. Keep throwing. Keep throwing. Keep throwing. 8, 7. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Thank you, Caitlin. No, stop. That's it. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, players. You may be seated. 5,000 points to the red team for cheering. For having this nice organized cheer. Nice job. You must have been doing that all summer long, Rusty. Good job. All right. What was the count for the blue team? 9. 11. The red team. 25,000 points added to that. And now I would like, same thing, same game, 2 adults. 2 adults willing to do what you just saw. That's it. Just do that, what you just saw. Okay, we've got 1. We got 1 and 1. 5,000 points to the blue team. All right. Yes. Pick, see who's going to throw. See who's going to throw. Decide who's going to throw. Red team's all ready to go. 3,000 points to the red team for being ready first. All right. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. There's one twist. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we're going to go 60 seconds again. I'm getting down so I don't get hurt. People throwing things. Yes, and ...5,000 points to the blue team. Ready? Go! Go, Kevin, go! Keep score, keep score. Team captains, keep counting. We got 5. 5 on the red team. 5 on the red team. Keep going. 30. 30 seconds. 3-0. 3-0 seconds. Keep throwing. Keep throwing. Okay, here we go. Countdown. 10. 9. Time's up. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. You guys may be seated. We'll just go ahead and hang those on there. Awesome. Wonderful. All right. Let me have a score. Let's start with the red team. Red team, how many?
10.
How many? 9. Oh, it was so close. Red team, 25,000 points to the red team. Okay, do we have the buckets? Yes, they're up here. Okay, now we're going to take an offering tonight. Now, just so you know, we are going to do this every night. We're going to do it a little bit differently every night. But the offering this week is going to go towards our evangelist, okay? It'll be our love offering for him, and we will show him just how much we love him. So that's why it's not a penny offering, okay? If you didn't come prepared tonight, that's fine. That's fine, because we're going to do it tomorrow night and Tuesday and Wednesday. And in fact, tomorrow night, we are going to auction Brother Engel off. We're going to auction him. If y'all have any, if you got any yard work you want done at your house, okay, on Tuesday, we're going to auction him off. He's got, Yes. No, we're going to auction him off for points. He's going to be worth 100,000 points tomorrow night. 100,000 points. But for tonight's offering, the team that has the most is going to get 50,000 points added to their team for tonight. When I say go, we don't have any music to kind of like fill the void. I mean, I guess I could sing for you. It's the good ship, lollipop. Da-da. No. We're not going to do that either. Okay. Volunteer from the blue team. Nice. Wasn't that nice of them? Yes, it was. Okay, when I say go, first team that has their bucket up here on the platform first, okay? So you want to get up here quickly. And then what I need someone, one of your team captains to do, is to then come up here and grab a balloon and blow it up until it pops. The first team to pop that balloon, okay? Now, you can have one person run with the buckets, but when the bucket gets up here, the other captain can come up here and blow up the balloon. Pardon me? Or you can do two, whatever. Okay. Yes. Mason's going to help. Mason's going to help that team. All right. Here we go. On the count of three. Count of three. One, two, three. Go! $50,000 is at stake. 50,000 points. Run. Go. Next one. I got to see it pop all the way till it pops. Blow. Don't lose your teeth. Woo! Green is the blue team's catching up. Look at that red team. It's going. Plug your ears. It's gonna blow. Wow, that's a tough balloon. Keep blowing. Woo! Wow, someone help him down. He's a little lightheaded. Oh, my. Wow, those balloons are just shards up here right now. I feel like I got hit with shrapnel. Okay. All right. Good job, blue team. 50,000 points to the blue team. 50,000 points. Team captains, I need those tables pulled out. I need your table pulled out for each team. Those tables pulled out all the way. Yeah, pretty close to the edge. That's fine. Okay. Well, let's change it up. Let's go this way. Let's spin them around and go that way. And then I want you to take these cups and line this edge with the cups, please. Line the cups along the edge there. Thank you very much. And while one captain's doing that, I need the other captain to get me one young volunteer. Just one row. Yep, two, three. They got eight. Two, three. See if we can squeeze another one in there. Yep, that'll work. Okay, Troy, 5,000 points to the red team for being up here first. All right, what's your name? Marcus, he is ready to go. All right, so what I'm going to do... Yeah. Oh, he is pumped. He is ready to go. All right. And there's that for you. Team captains, make sure you know how to operate that gun. Grab some of these. There we go. Help him to load it real quick. Oh, yeah, Troy's an expert. Their family devotion times at the Burge House is shooting each other with Nerf guns, right? Promoting family unity, bonding. Yes. Okay, he's all loaded up. to the, are you sure you know how they operate it, how to pump it and cock it and all that and ready to go? When I say go, you need to begin shooting these cups off. No, but we might have someone that could stand right here. Okay. Oh, no. We love our deacons. Yes. So when I say go, you're going to want to continue shooting until you get all of those cups off. And you may have to reload your gun as well if you miss. Those in the front row, duck. Okay? All right. On the count of three, you got to stay right back here behind the table. Wow, he's aiming. Sniper man. On the count of three. One, two, three, go. Keep going. Oh, we got a malfunction there. Okay, keep going. Help them out, captains. They got a jam. Captains, help them out if they got a jam. We got three on the red team. We got six. No, blue team's down to five. Yes, we got two. We got five over here. And we still got 2-5. Red team's at two. Blue team's at five. 2-5. Help them reload. Make sure they're pumped all the way in there. One left on the red team. Keep going, Marcus. Keep going. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're down to three. We're down to two. Blue team. Good job, Troy. Good job, you guys. Yeah. All right, let's line them up. Team captains, let's line them up again one more time. Okay. Woo! 5,000 points just for that. That was cool. Thank you, Larry. All right, 5,000 points to the red team for that cheer. Plus, they get 15,000 points for winning that game. The blue team does. Blue team won that. Pulled that out right at the end. And we're going to do it again. I'd like to have one adult from each team up here. One adult, male or female, it doesn't matter. One adult. Okay, we'll do this. Load them up. Be ready to go. He's close. All right, here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three, go. Yes, we got five on the blue. He's reloading. Six to five. There we go. Down to four. Three on the blue. Two. One. One. He's out of ammo. Red team. Go red. Blue team! Another 15,000 points for the blue team. 15,000 points. All right, Brother Engel, you going to want to be up here or down there? It's probably cleaner down there, all right? Okay, very good. We're going to do one more song together. Let's all stand up, and I would like to have... we're just going to spin that back around. Thank you. 2,000 points to the blue team for helping. Okay. All right. I need two children from each team. I need two teenagers from each team. And if I could get two adults from each team to help me with this song. Two children, two teens, and two adults to help me with this next song. First team that gets them up here gets 10,000 points. Only two children, blue team. We got 1-2. Red team, 10,000 points for being the first to get her done. All right. Okay, we have a straggler there. 5,000 points to the blue team. That's fine. Here we go. Here we go. Do you know the song, I'm in the Lord's Army? Oh! And that means we got to do the motions too, right? We're up here. We're up here to help them remember the motions. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, folks. We're in the Lord's Army. For real. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness. It's a serious battle that we're in. And so when we sing about being in the Lord's army, okay? I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the, I ain't going after the devil with that stuff. No way. Okay? I want to see some real stuff up here, okay? I want to see some real stuff. Gary, you know, he's ex-military. I'm seeing RPGs or something, okay? Yeah, rapid fire. So if y'all need to spread out, that's fine. Let's all sing it together. Here we go. Oh, very good, red team. Keep going. Oh, they're flying all over the place. Here we go. Here comes the red team marching up the aisle. Yeah, there they go. Good. We're going to do it again. 5,000 points to the red team, though. That was good. But I know we're just getting warmed up. Last week or 2 weeks ago when I was down at Todd's church, I literally had a grown man right about where Barry was standing. And all of a sudden, he just jumped out in the middle of the aisle, and he aimed a bazooka at me, okay? It was imaginary, but I knew what it was. I ducked, okay? All right, so now I'm going to be looking at, as far as class participation in all of this here, I'm going to be looking at you. Blue team, the more you're into it, the more they're going to be into it. Here we go from the beginning. Come on, blue team. Come on, blue team. Yep, they're in the aisles. We got revival, folks. They're coming up the aisle. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the blue team's coming down the aisle. There they go. Here we go. Good. I'm going to give that 5,000 points to the blue team. Thank you. You may be seated. 3,000 points to the red team for good sportsmanship. You guys were on it. Yes. All right. Wow. They even had people coming up from the back row. In fact, red team, if you've gotten some of your upstairs team to come down here for that, oh, man. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Tomorrow night. We might give big points for that. Okay. Thank you, team captains. You may be seated. And we're going to have Brother Engel come up here now in just a moment. But before they do, let me tell you what you need to be aware of for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, every visitor, now you kind of got an idea of how many points I was giving away tonight. Tomorrow night, everything just gets escalated, okay? For every visitor, that means someone that's not here tonight, doesn't matter where they go to church, if they're alive or not, you bring them to, well, hopefully they're alive, okay? All right. Tomorrow night, every visitor is worth 10,000 points. Every visitor, 10,000 points. Tomorrow night, we're going to count every one of your team members that are wearing your team colors. We're going to be giving points for that. Tomorrow night, Brother Engel, we're going to auction him off for 100,000 points to the team that wins the offering. So tomorrow night, we will be counting them really quick, the offering, after it comes up here. And then also, your wristband that you have on there. Now, you can cut those off if you want, you know, because I understand tomorrow you might be going to school, you might be going to work, and, you know, it might be kind of embarrassing to say, oh, this is from church, you know. Okay, but here's what I'm going to do. If you come back where that wristband tomorrow, the people out at the tables registering, you need to know this. Whoever comes back with their wristband on, you get an extra 5,000 points for everyone that's wearing their wristband. Okay? Now, here's why. Here's why I'm doing that. Here's why I'm doing that. Because every one of those wristbands cost about 1/10 of a penny, and we're just trying to save money. Not really. Because y'all are going to be going out and about tomorrow at work, school, whatever, in the store. People might ask you, what's the wristband for? Tell them. Hand them an invite card and have them come as your visitor, right? All right. Brother Tom, do you want this down there? You'll be fine. Okay. Would you be fine if I'm standing behind you the whole time? I'll just sit down. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to preach from Psalm 133 and verse 1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But we've blown that out of the water tonight, but it's good. Good to see you folks here and excited about the week. And so it's good to be able to come to church and have fellowship and enjoy a good time with your church family. It's perfectly okay and acceptable, and you ought to do this. And so what a great event. When Pastor McPhillips asked me really several months ago if I would come and be a part of the meeting, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, Pastor. And so that's all right. That's really good. And so I want to have a little fun with the kids just for a minute. And I was in artillery for 8 years, so I was in the U.S. Army, and I got saved when I was 27 years old. Now, above anything else about Family Vacation Bible School is this. If you're here and you're not settled in this matter of salvation, this is a great opportunity to get it settled. And I'm not talking about being saved from a car accident. I'm not talking about being saved from some kind of illness. That's wonderful when God does that. But I'm talking about eternally, your soul is secure and saved forever. And you can know that for sure. The Bible teaches us very clearly. And so if we can help you with that right off the bat, I just want to say we want to help you. The Pastor McPhillips or Pastor Taylor, myself, just find somebody and you can get it settled, whether you're 7 or 70. And so just wanted to kind of put that out there. And I spent 8 years in artillery, and I went to basic training when I was 17 years old. And nobody that I knew had ever been in the Army before, and I thought it was going to be like the Boy Scouts, kind of. And I guess it kind of was like the Boy Scouts. It was pretty intense. And one of the very first things they teach you how to do is they teach you how to stand at attention. And some of you kids say, 10 hut. Well, it's a 10 chun, okay? And so you can say 10 hut. I had a guy tell me that a couple of weeks ago. He tried to correct me. It's not attention, it's 10 hut. And so what I'm going to do for you children, if you adults want to get involved, I won't say anything bad about you, but this is for the kids, okay? What I'm going to do is call you to attention, and I want to see how fast you can shoot up to attention. Now, when I mean attention, I mean not saluting like that. I'm talking about heels together, shoulders back, chin up, arms down by your side, looking straight ahead, and no moving, okay? Now, you got to do it fast. I mean, you got to shoot up like a rocket, okay? And I know some kids are in the back, and so, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you to attention. I got to be at attention to call you to attention, so I'm going to call you group. You're almost a platoon. By the end of the week, you'll be a platoon, but right now you're just a group, okay? Are you ready, kids?
Yeah.
All right, you ready? All right, group. Listen with your ears. You got that. Okay, you can do that. All right, listen. Group. Can you tell her that, what we just talked about? We listen with our ears. This is going to go right along with the message tonight, so this is going to be great. All right. Group. Attention. All right, sort of that. Straight. Are you smiling at me? Did you brush your hair and comb your teeth this morning, sir? You combed your teeth. Oh, good. That's always good to do. What's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus, where are you from?
Taylorville, Illinois.
This is your home. Good job, Marcus. Straight ahead. Don't even smile. This is not funny. This is totally serious. What's your name, Smiley?
Abby.
What's so funny, Abby? Nothing is funny. All right, attention. I thought you were at attention, sir. All right, now I'll give you another command, okay? Now, you kids in the back, I won't forget about you, okay? But if you're sitting up front, you might get some of this blessing up here. But I won't forget about you. Tomorrow night, I'll call you to attention. I'll come back and inspect the back rows, too. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say at ease. And when I say at ease, you can relax and sit back down, okay? Group, at ease. Isn't that great? All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. I love the book of Ephesians. It's super practical and helpful, and it's really helped me to stay on track. And this summer, I've been challenged in this matter in my own spiritual life of obedience. Now, in this room, there is a lot of different age groups and a lot of different people with a lot of different backgrounds, and everybody has a different limit or amount of knowledge about God. And you know what I'm learning? Knowledge about God is very important. That's why we have a Bible. That's why we ought to come to church. All these things are super important. But you know what is just as or maybe even more important than knowledge about God? Obedience. Because you can have a lot of knowledge and not obey. And tonight we're going to look at a few verses in Ephesians chapter number 6. This is going to be really simple. And you young people, if you'll obey this message tonight, it'll change your life. Now, us that are a little bit older, if we can obey this message tonight, it'll change our lives. We apply it maybe in a little bit different way. But the Bible says in chapter 6 and verse number 1, the Bible says, what's the first word? Children. You know the Bible's for kids. Sometimes we think the Bible's just for adults, and it is for adults, but the Bible's for kids. The Bible has some things in it for every age group. And the very first word, chapter number 6 and verse number 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Tonight, I'm going to preach a message called obedience. Obedience, that's right. And so everybody here, I learned this summer, everybody here will obey somebody. You will. You'll either obey your parents, you'll obey God, or you'll obey yourself, but you will obey somebody. But very specifically right here, you know who it's talking about? It's talking about children. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. So this is very simple. Now, if you're taking notes or if you got a good memory, point number one is very simple, the rule. Can you say that with me? The rule. Say it one more time. The rule. Okay, the rule is, here's the rule, children, what's the next word?
Obey.
It's simple, isn't it? I tell my children all they have to do right now at 6 and 9 and 11, all they have to do is obey. That's simple, isn't it? I mean, they don't really have to understand, but the rule is simply obey. Now, how many of you on the red team have a favorite board game you like to play? A board game? What's your favorite board game? Monopoly Junior. That sounds like pretty good. Anybody else got a favorite game they like to play? Rusty?
Risk.
You like to take risks? Rusty is a risk taker. Anybody else got a favorite game? I see a young man back there. What's your favorite game? Oh, boy, that's new. I've never heard of that one before. You grab dragons? Oh, that sounds like a cooler version of Hungry Hippo to me. All right, on this side, we're done with the red team, blue team. You got a favorite game? What's your favorite game? All right, you.
Uno.
Uno. What's yours? Monopoly Deal. That's an awesome game. Pastor McPhillips can teach you how to play that game. I don't know if he's ever won a game, but he can teach you how to play it. Vance, what's your favorite? War. Well, Uno. A lot of people like to play Uno. Now, no matter what game is your favorite game, there's something in common about every single game that you like to play, and every game that you play, you know what it has? Rules. Rules. Like in Uno, when you get down to your last card in Uno, what are you supposed to say? Uno! And if you don't, what happens? Man, it's a mess. You got to kind of like start all over. And so, but there's rules to every game. And young people and old alike, there are rules to life. And life is not a game. It's one shot. And you know what the rule is? Obey.
Obey.
It's simple. And you young people, you need to learn how to obey right now. Obey your parents. If you live with your grandparents or somebody else, you obey who you live with. And if you'll learn how to obey right now, guess what? If you'll learn how to obey your parents now, you'll be ready to obey God later. And so it's very important. The rule is what?
Obey.
Obey. You guys are right on it, okay? You obey. And sometimes we like to ask the question, why? Or sometimes we obey, but maybe we don't do it with the right attitude. And one of the things that I'm trying to teach my children, I'm really trying to learn this as myself, there is some different elements to obedience. The rule is to obey, but here's one thing you have to remember, a couple of things you have to remember. Number one is this, when you obey immediately. Now, you children, sometimes your mom has to tell you 45 times to clean your room. Now, maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe she has to tell you 4 or 5 times to clean your room. And that's not really obedience. Your mom or your dad should only have to ask you one time, and you know what we ought to do? Obey. Hey, adults, we don't get off the hook either, because a lot of times God is after us about a principle, something we need to surrender in our life, and he has to tell us time and time and time again. But if truly, if we're going to obey the rule and obey, we obey how? Immediately. Now, some of you have the same problem I have. You have the paralysis of analysis. You say, what's that mean? That means you like to sit down and think through some things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you can think something to death and never even do anything about it. And so there's the paralysis of analysis. And you know what? When God makes it absolutely clear what you need to do, obey the light that you have, and you do it how? Immediately. All right, there's another aspect of obedience too. When you go clean your room, if you go into your room and you take everything that's off your floor and you shove it right into your closet and you try to cram it underneath your bed, and I don't know if kids still try to do that or not, but is your room really clean?
No.
It's rearranged. That's what it is. But when you obey immediately, and then you obey completely. And so you clean up. You do the very best you can. You do a good job. Same for adults. When we obey, if we obey halfway, it's not full obedience. And so we obey immediately. We obey completely. Now get this. Can you do something, a right thing, with a wrong attitude? Yes, you can. Now, I don't know if kids still do this, but I've seen it before in my lifetime, where mom or dad has asked the kids to do something, and even adults are asked to do something. And by the way, if you stomp off when you're a kid, guess what? You'll probably stomp off when you're an adult. And you stomp off with a bad attitude, well, I'll do it, but I'm not going to like it. That's not real obedience either. Obedience, you obey immediately, you obey completely, and you obey sweetly. Sweetly. Do it with the right attitude. And so that's the rule. Isn't it a simple rule? All we really have to do is obey. But sometimes we don't like to obey, do we? And there's always consequences to disobedience, whether you're a child or an adult. But the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's the rule. Point number two, the reason. Then the Bible says this, for this is right. How many of you kids like to ask the question, why? Why? Our kids sometimes go through that stage, and it's, I think, human nature to ask the question, why? Well, we need to do this. We need to get ready for bed. Why? We're not going to watch this because this is not healthy for our family or wholesome for our family. Well, why? Well, they do it. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do this? Or why don't we do that? And sometimes there is a basis for understanding, and you children would like to understand, but the more important thing is that you obey the rule, and the reason is simple, because it is right. So if it's right to obey, then is it not right to disobey? It is. And really, whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, if there's rebellion or disobedience in the heart, God calls it sin. It's sin. That's what it is. And we all struggle with it because we all like to be first, and we all have a flesh, and we all want to do what we want to do. But the rule is to obey, and the reason is this, because it's the right thing to do. Isn't that easy? Man, it's so simple. God makes it real simple. So the rule is obey. The reason for this is right. And then look at verse number two. The Bible says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Point number three, respect. Respect. And I was growing up in a generation where really I could see that a lot of my friends did not respect their parents. They didn't even respect any kind of authority, whether it was a parent or a teacher, a pastor, or a police officer. And now in 2019, I think it's probably even worse. There's no respect for authority. And you know what? Society is a mess because of it. And there's people all over the country right now, and you know some of them, they're struggling in their life, and life is hard because they never learn how to do what?
Obey.
To obey. And it's hard. There's a lot of adults. I know them, and I've been guilty sometimes where I don't obey. And if you'll obey, there's always blessings. But if you disobey, there's always bad consequences. There are. And so the rule is to obey. The reason for this is right. Honor your father and mother. That means respect them. Live in a way that's pleasing to them. Live in a way that maybe they're already gone from this earth, that they would be pleased with how you live now. The way you finish is really more important than the way you start. And so the rule is to obey. The reason, because it's just the right thing to do. The respect, honor your father and mother. And then notice this. How many of you like rewards? I do. I like, Pastor McPhillips has given away points, man, all kind of points. And if I was on the blue team, I would invite as many people as I could tomorrow to beat the red team. And if I was on the red team, I'd do the same thing. And it's a wonderful opportunity. And you say, well, I'm kind of embarrassed. Hey, you ought not be embarrassed because of your church family. And you ought not be embarrassed because of the God that you serve. Hey, this is a great opportunity to get some people into fellowship and get them under the sound preaching of the gospel either this week or next week or whenever. And this is a good way to let your light so shine before men. But respect. And the reason, the reward you see here in verse number three, that it may be well with thee. Now, I've asked you to raise your hand and asked this question. I said, how many of you here would like to have a good life? Any normal person would raise their hand. We all want a good life. We all want things to go well. We don't want things to go bad, even though they do sometimes. Well, this is the first commandment with promise. God says if you'll obey the rule because it's right, if you'll respect your mom and dad, guess what? Your life will go well. Isn't that a blessing? It's a huge blessing. It says that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Isn't that a great reward? That's a great reward. But you know where you have to learn how to obey? You learn how to obey right now. Somebody says, why? Why do I need to obey? Well, it's the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. Be respectful. And the rewards are coming. I can think about a friend of mine when I was in high school. And his name was Jonathan Sanders. And Jonathan was the most popular kid in town. He really was. In the high school, we had about 1,200 students in high school. And I went to public high school. And Jonathan Sanders was probably the most popular. He was tall. He looked older than what he really was. His mom and dad were divorced. I remember that. And his dad bought him the coolest truck that anybody had in high school. Now, back when I was a kid, it was cool to have a lowrider. That means your truck wasn't jacked up, but it was actually slammed to the ground. And Jonathan had a lowrider, and Jonathan was 16, 17 years old, had this cool, awesome truck, and everybody liked Jonathan. But Jonathan was the kind of kid that was popular, not for the right reasons, but because of the wrong reasons. Jonathan Sanders, even though he was a friend of mine, he was totally disobedient and totally disrespectful to his mother. We were at Jonathan's house one time. We weren't supposed to be there. We were supposed to be in school. And we were there, and Jonathan went in, and he stole money from his mom's pocketbook. And I'm just telling you how it was. His mom came home and found him. You know what Jonathan did? He pulled out a pistol and put it in his mother's face. That's the kind of kid Jonathan was. Hey, you don't want to be known for being popular for doing the wrong things. You want to be known and be popular for doing the right things. And Jonathan, he was so disrespectful, and he was so disobedient, and he got in with the crowd that he liked to get into, and he got in with some guys that were really about the same way, and one night they were out late, they were doing things they were not supposed to do, and to make a long story short, Jonathan was shot in the head with a .38 revolver, and he died before he got to the hospital. You could say about Jonathan, his life did not go well. Didn't go well. And God promises, he says, hey, the rule is what? To obey. What's the rule? To obey. What's the reason? Because it's right. What's the respect? Honor your father and mother. And what's the reward? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. But the opposite is true. The Bible says the way of the sinner is hard. And you know what it all goes back to? I believe this. I believe that Jonathan, although he was a good friend of mine, he never learned how to obey. And it cost him his life. And boys and girls, you're young right now, and you hopefully got a long life ahead of you. But you need to learn to obey. Obey immediately, obey completely, and obey sweetly. And that's good for parents and adults too. We have a Father in heaven who desires to work in our hearts, and he demands obedience. Complete and perfect and sweet obedience. If you'll obey, there's blessings. If you don't obey, there's consequences. You say, but Brother Thomas, it's going to cost me. It's going to cost me to obey as an adult. If I obey God right now, it's going to cost me something. Can I tell you, if you do not obey God, it's going to cost you more. It's always going to cost you more. And the very first thing that we need to obey when it comes to these spiritual matters is obey the gospel. Jesus says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Jesus Christ loved us so much that he came to die for disobedient sinners, and he shows his love to us. He was buried and he rose again the third day, and he offers us, because we are sinners and disobedient, he offers us forgiveness and eternal life through him. And that's a good deal. But you know what? You have to obey the gospel. Repent ye and believe that Jesus did what he said he was going to do, and he offers you everlasting life. So help me again with a message, okay? You guys have paid attention well. Number one is the rule. Obey. Number two, the reason. Why do we obey? Because it's right. Number four, respect. Respect means to honor. And then number four is rewards. Rewards. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer, please? With heads bowed and eyes are closed, I just want to ask you a question. This is for young and old alike. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I just want you to think. Have you been obedient? You children, have you been obedient to your heavenly, your earthly, rather, parents? Have you been obedient, or have you been complaining and making life hard for your mom and dad? Well, if you've not been obedient, start being obedient. Maybe you're an adult here and you haven't been obedient with the Lord. It's been a battle for you. It's been a wrestling match. Can I encourage you? Just obey the rule. Just obey. If you're here tonight and if you were to die and you were to step foot in eternity, do you have full assurance that you would be in heaven with the Lord, or are you not sure? Well, if you're not sure, the first thing for you is to obey the gospel. Turn from your sin, trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple. And you can get it settled tonight. I'm going to close in prayer and turn over to the pastor. And if you're here and you need some special help with spiritual matters, if you need some prayer, if you need to get salvation nailed down, hey, don't walk out of here prideful, but just get some help and get those matters taken care of. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Father, we thank you for your love for us, and thank you that, Lord, even when we disobey, you love us. You love us with unconditional love. And Lord, I pray that our response to that would just be inclined to obey. Whatever it might be, just obey. And I pray that, Lord, if there's some young people or old alike here tonight that aren't sure of salvation, that you'd help them to obey the gospel and to help them to have that settled. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to be sweet and obedient people. And I pray that you would be glorified because of it. And we thank you in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.